And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for hosting the show with me. I understand you.
My pleasure.
You and Hunter were here the last time.
We had a good time.
You guys behaved, I suspect.
Well, I'm sure we increased the listener, whatever they call that.
Absolutely. I'm sure you did. Well, we have some great guests today. We have Rabbi Julie here, Issues Explored Coaching, Scooter's Coffee, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does?
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Wednesday. It's Prescott Chamber Day. And Robert, we have some great guests today.
Thank you, Sherry. I thought Prescott Chamber Day was every day.
Well, it is for us. But today is our day on the radio.
Yes, it is.
On KQ&A.
Thanks, Sherry. I'd be glad to introduce our first guest is Rabbi Julie Kozlow from the Temple Breath Shalom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you.
I hope I didn't kill your last name.
No, Coslin. Very good job. Very
good job. Good. Well, thank you. Well, Julie, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you came from to be in Prescott before we dive into the
stuff. For the last 5 years, I've had a congregation in Wilmington, North Carolina. Wow. But I've got three grandkids living in Los Angeles, and I I've been suffering for the last few years saying I've got to get closer to them. I didn't know I was going to find such an amazing. Or it found me. I don't know exactly how it happened.
And Los Angeles is very close.
Very close.
Especially
55-minute flight. That was it. That was
it's an easy flight.
So I have a wonderful job, a wonderful congregation, and my grandkids and children just a 55-minute flight away. So I am in heaven.
Nice. Well, that's nice to hear.
We love to
hear. We hear that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we really are,
I hear it
too,
a lot about Prescott as well from everybody. It's amazing.
Great.
And Rabbi Julie, how long have you been in Prescott?
Well, my first day on the job was November 1st. Okay. So I guess we're almost 5 months?
Yeah. So you're almost a native now.
Almost a day. Almost a day. I hit the ground running and haven't stopped much, but I really have a very, very wonderful congregation, which for a rabbi, a clergy person, that's the whole thing right there.
Yes.
If you love your congregation, you're happy. So
wonderful.
I'm really happy. Thank you.
Share a little bit about your congregation with us. What makes them special? How large are they? You know, all that fun stuff.
Temple Brit Shalom is, when I got here, about 114 families. And thank goodness, may it continue. We're growing quite a bit at the moment. Almost everybody seems to be retired from somewhere else, which makes a really nice dynamic because we all need each other. Our families are elsewhere for the most part, and also I'm not the only show and the only Jewish show in town, but. In terms of synagogue, a larger synagogue, I am the only larger synagogue in town. So the cool thing about that for me as a rabbi is that, Jews, we have so many different ways we define ourselves, a Reformed Jew, a Conservative Jew, an Orthodox Jew. But you come to a town like this and we all have to come together and focus on what unites us more than what the differences we have. And so I think that makes a more creative environment for my work. And, it makes having to create sacred community the most important thing because nobody's going to get exactly what they had from their childhood synagogue. Mm-hmm. It's just not that world anymore. So it opens people's heart a little bit more to people with differences and different ideas and still finding a way to say we are one big, a happy family. So we have to be a little bit more open to the differences within our own religion. So it's a really nice creative environment, I feel.
Wow. And that actually sounds like it would be really creative and fun.
It is.
You know, bringing people, probably everybody gets excited about sharing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, for instance, on a Friday night, the service is a little bit more like Reformed Judaism and when I came, people who were a little bit more conservative wanted a Saturday morning and that I created a service in Saturday morning and that has taken off and we just have, for me, tons of people. If 20 Jews show up on a Saturday morning service, that is a ton of people. and they, to show up and lead a service and it's just beautiful to be able to try different things to reach different people. And then everybody crosses over. It all depends. It's a roll of the dice. Most people here, their hearts are really open and they want to be a part of building something that's bigger than just, their particular idea of what it looked like when they were growing up. And, that's a real blessing for me because I can be creative and try and take care of different needs at different times. Not everybody's going to have it exactly the way they want. But it makes it more of a family because if we don't act that way in our families, we have problems there as well. So it's really accepting each other for who we are and our differences and celebrating that instead of pushing away from that. So it's a great environment for me.
And that's what it's all about, right?
That is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Creating sacred environment. And, for me, if we can unite the Jews of Prescott and have them know that there's a place where they can call home by walking in the front door. You just have to walk in the front door and you're home, then I feel like I'm doing my job and my congregation's helping me. So we have a really good vision of really how strong we want to be in terms of being a unified, loving, welcoming environment to our Jewish residents of Prescott.
That's a pretty good-sized congregation. And there's two temples in Prescott, in the Prescott area? One other besides Temple of Beth Shalom?
Yes, one other. I think they're much smaller, though.
Okay.
And, yeah, it is good. And, you know, we brought in 14
families.
You're kind of,
we're close together, I would imagine, too, with the other temple.
Well, we're sort of at the opposite ends of the of the Jewish manifestation.
Okay.
So he would be very very Orthodox, where I'm sort of trying to take care of everybody who's to the left of that.
Well, I grew up in the Boston area, and we had lots of synagogues in the area, and good friends of mine were Jewish faith, so I actually had to wear a beanie one time.
It's called the kippah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of fun.
No, we just put.
I think I was the only Catholic person in the whole place, but
well,
it was fun to watch
them
sing.
Very welcome, but you know, in a place Boston or any big city, you can find the synagogue that is exactly what you're looking for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the difference in a small town. It's actually why I like being in a small town,
right?
Because you can
you're closer and know everyone. So that's really cool.
Well,
and they know
for me,
you too.
For me, I'm a second career rabbi, and I'm a big city person, but I always wanted to be in a small town because I want to know who everyone is, and I want to know who needs you, and who's in the hospital, and who's, just to really know the pulse of the community. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to do as a clergy person of any religion in a big city.
Right. Absolutely.
When you have so many people, so it's great because I'm really. Really finding out who my congregation is and just loving them.
That's great.
Really.
So our listeners out there, do you have anything coming up that you want to share with us?
Passover's coming,
yes,
and that's a biggie for us. And we will have the second Seder. You know, there's two Seders. The second Seder we're going to have together, that will be on the 9th of April, and I'll be leading that Seder. If anybody's looking for a Seder, they can call the temple office and find out information there. And then we have a lot going on, but this summer I'm very excited. We're going to be having an installation. It's sort of the professional protocol of new clergy. I don't think it's just rabbis. I think all clergy are installed.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be having a big celebration and rabbis coming in to bless me and a beautiful covenantal dialogue between the congregation and the rabbi because, you know, no relationship is one way. Everything is a two-way story. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that this summer. Probably June 20th is going to be
20th.
That.
Okay.
And we just have a lot going on and I'm really happy that we are attached to the chamber. I just think it's a fabulous chamber of commerce here and, I'm happy to be participating in a bunch of the stuff that you're
doing. We're happy to have you.
Yeah,
lots of visitors and so many people are moving into town that are new.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And that's kind of their first question. You know, do you have, you know, what type of religions are here?
That's right.
Yes, that's
well,
right.
We've got just about all of them.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that nice?
It's
wonderful.
It is great.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
And for our listeners, maybe you could share your contact information in case they wanted more information. As you mentioned earlier.
Do you want a phone number
and address, too, or website or anything that people could have access?
Sure. The phone number is 928-220-5020. We're 2077 Bronner Way, where the temple is. And you can call the office there. Jessica is our administrator. She is just one of the nicest human beings on the planet. So you call her and she can give you all the information. She's on top of all of it. But, you know, we welcome anybody. You know, all Jews in town, I feel, should be connected to a Jewish community. And we're here. We're here for everybody. Come and check us out. We'd be thrilled to.
And Bronner Way, is that the street off of Gurley going towards Thumb Butte? That's a different one.
Okay, now I'm new here, so it's off of Willow Lake and then Bronner, right? Did that make sense?
Okay, once again.
89 at the circle at Willow Lake.
Willow Lake, yes.
Yep.
You're right.
And then you've turned left. You've exited the circle to the left and then just up a little ways, I don't know, 500 feet or so. I don't know. That was a guess. Left on DeBronner.
Wonderful. See, that was great.
See, you are. Phew. That was a scary past.
Well, Rabbi, first of all, welcome to Prescott.
Thank
we're
you so
thrilled
much,
to have you. And you know, anything that we can do to help you, we're
Thank
here
you.
For you. And I just had one real quick question before we close out is someone may not have, maybe they're not attached to a religion. Would it be okay for them to call?
And anybody who wants to talk to Rabbi Julie about any spiritual thing happening to them, call me.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you so much. It was lovely meeting you both. And
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert says that's every day. But
it's every day, everybody. Everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, we have our next guest, and we're so excited.
Sure. Thank you, Sherry.
Yes.
And good afternoon. Our next guest is Issues Explored Coaching, Suzanne Robinson.
Hi, thank
Welcome
you for
to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah,
I appreciate the opportunity.
Very
Absolutely.
Exciting title. I'm kind of looking forward to this one.
Yes.
Right. We all need coaches. You're going to tell us all about
Especially
that.
Especially Robert.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Well,
it's
she
Wednesday.
Didn't say well, Suzanne, tell us about yourself, like where you came from. To get to Prescott, how you got here, family maybe?
Right. I've been in Prescott since 1986.
Wow.
Prescott Valley was dirt.
Yeah.
It's all dirt roads.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
Wow.
And I primarily have spent most of my career in the dental industry.
Okay.
As a dental assistant initially and then as an administrator, so helping to make dental practices successful.
Wow.
And about 17 years ago, a little over that, I went on my own, and I own a company called Practice with Honor. I'm a dental consultant and trainer, as well as executive coach, and emotional intelligence practitioner. We've all heard about EI, I'm sure. And my position in that company is to help doctors get out of overwhelm, help create team cohesion, and clean up the mess. I get referred the offices that are really in pretty big messes, so that could be emotional systems, or financial.
Okay.
Issues Explored is just something I started, not just something. I just extracted the coaching and created another entity, Issues Explored, because I've been working with my coaching clients for a very long time, but I also now work with teens at risk. My doctors are referring their children who are struggling, and I'm helping them, and as well as their friend, because now they're doing so well, and I'm working with their friends. So Issues Explored started as a Facebook group.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to write for a Canadian magazine.
Like, drum roll, please. Facebook group.
I used to write for a Canadian paper online called The SoCo. And so I wrote how-to columns on, well, you know, how to get over a bad relationship, you know, how to deal with difficult people at work, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then I started an Ask Sue column. I always wanted to be Dear Abby.
Aww.
So I started an Ask Sue column, and when I left, because my business got busier, we had 1,000 emails a week. It was such a joy and privilege to be able to work with people and help them through their different issues and things like that with their relationships, however that showed up. Mm-hmm. So Issues Explored on Facebook, in my Facebook group, and is about that. I mean, we talk about it's inspiring, it's motivational, there's no bullying, there's no negativity allowed. At all, you'll be gone for sure.
Yes.
And so now I also have a Facebook page for Issues Explored, and I have a local office, and I joined the chamber as Issues Explored to get the message out there. I believe at different seasons in our lives, everybody could use coaching, using a new tool, because I customize tools. I don't, you know, it's not cookie cutter coaching.
Right.
And for those that want coaching, I want them to be able to have it. So I work on sliding scale. Mm-hmm. And for our teens at risk, I will be seeing them at no charge to give them a hand up. So
that's wonderful.
Putting an event together in April sometime. And I met I can't think of her name, sorry, from a Wildfire Bread Company. And she's with the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I met her through Alignable. And I'm going to talk to her about supplying food for this event because I want these teens either skate park is the only place I know to go. So if anybody has any other advice on where I can find these teens, please, you know, tell me.
And well, that was Debbie Moranville, as we were thinking of. It just popped in my head.
Okay. Yeah.
She does with Goods from the Garden.
Yeah. Okay.
Super job. Yeah. Okay. Chamber member too.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yep.
And so I want to, I mean, I'm going to pay for it. My company's going to pay for it. I mean, it's a tax write-off. So, but I want to offer them free food. I want to give them that they need. I mean, teens at risk need a hand up. They need direction. They need a roadmap for success, and they're just stuck. Mm-hmm. They've stopped going to school. They're no longer contributing to the family, and the family's sick of it, and they're sick of their family. And, you know, now we get into crime.
Right.
So I want to meet them at that juncture before they head to jail. So that's what I want to do. I want to give back to. Mm-hmm. I love Prescott. Mm-hmm. I love Prescott, Arizona, and I want to give back. I'm at a season in my life where I can do that, and I want to do that.
Well, I love the group that you've identified to help is our teens, because they're our future as well. And sometimes they just get stuck in situations that are not necessarily their fault, but by circumstance, things unravel.
Exactly.
And the fact that you can connect and reach out is a beautiful thing.
Right. I love them. I think they're great. They're great, but they're just people. They're just people.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times they don't know who to talk to.
Exactly.
So once you get yourself out there, then they'll have somebody to talk to about it.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes you just can't talk to your mom and dad about certain things.
Yeah. Then this is, I have a young gal who we have just finished up. We've got one more call, but it's out there. And real quickly, she's 12, and her parents are professionals. And the mom said, "Will you talk to her?" I said, "Of course, you know I will. This person has been a client of mine for a very long time." And come to find out, this young girl has the typical sixth grade girl bullying thing going on with mean girls and even mean guys. But she was cutting. And you don't know. She's they're very unassuming.
Yep.
But there was darkness there. And so I was able to customize a tool. And the next time we spoke the next week, she was just so excited. When's the last time you've done that? I haven't done it at all for a week. So you're using the tool every day. How many times? Multiple times. Okay. And you feel good about it. Yes, that's just it. If you do the work, it works.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people have what if thinking. It's like, what if this happens? What is that? What am I going to do? It's like, okay, let's just calm it down.
Right.
Let's take this to, you know, this point, you know, and just say, things are fine right now. Get into the moment. Mm-hmm. Your reality is you're really fine.
I think, that can, you know, people think they have problems. We really don't have problems. We think we do. Mm-hmm. And we build it from there, right?
Mm-hmm. Or awfulizing.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Awfulizing. It's like, okay, I can't. So let's look at something real. Somebody lost their job and now they don't know how they're going to pay their mortgage. And the life, you know, my life is going to be over and blah, 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 blah. Well, let's take it to the nth degree.
Right.
Let's figure that out. What are you going to do?
Yep.
What are our resources? Once they start listing resources and realizing now I have an action plan and I have somewhere to go and somebody to talk to, it's not so awful anymore because we have a plan. But when there's that level of fear, you know, it's hard to see the light.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Not that I'm the light. They're light.
But just giving them the tools to work through all that.
Absolutely.
Taking the time and listening and being patient and caring for them.
And giving them a customized tool that gets them through the awful moments, the panic attacks that come with that. That's real. Mm-hmm. Those are all real. Mm-hmm. And they can be minimized if they do the work.
Absolutely. So you are planning to have an event in April, but you're still working on the details.
Yep.
What else do you want to share with our listeners?
In terms of, I said sliding scale. Mm-hmm. You know, I just believe that anybody who wants coaching should have coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, just remember you got to do the work. Because I'm willing to help anybody who's willing to help themselves. But I'm not a babysitter. And I won't babysit.
Right.
And I'm very clear about that. Mm-hmm. So I have very good self-discovery forms that they have to fill out. So the work is real and the results are real. So it's not therapy. I work with you right where you are right now and help you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the problem is people don't know how to get traction when they're stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then it creates that hamster wheel and then depression. And, and that's all real. But if they just had one tool to move forward, it could be baby steps to some and big steps for somebody else, then it makes all the difference in getting traction. And that's what I do. I help people get some traction in their lives.
In an area. And you focus on all ages.
That's correct.
But the teens is your passion of who you want to connect with.
Coaching is my passion.
Coaching.
Moving people forward.
Yes.
But I happen to know in this area, for personal reasons, that there are a lot of teens at risk here, and probably in every town, really.
Yeah.
So I want to give them a hand up. I want to get them a little bit of traction. You know, get them back to school, get them getting a job, whether it's flipping burgers. I'm sorry, you don't get to be the CEO of KQ&A, but you know, you're going to flip a burger.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you're
going to
make $8.
Well, that's a start.
Too. Get over it.
Yeah.
You know? Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So that,
yep.
that's, yeah, definitely want to help in that area.
Super.
Sure.
So what else would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'd like to share some contact information.
Absolutely.
Would that be
that
all right?
That would be fantastic.
Okay. I can be reached at, my phone number is 928-710-0166, or you can email me at suzanne@issuesexplored.com, and Suzanne is S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, website issuesexplored.com, and you can send me a message there, or you can go to our Facebook group called Issues Explored and join us and get part of the conversation. Share your struggle. Share your problems. There's lots of loving people there. We have about 617 members.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone helps each other. It's a family, if you will.
So your involvement in the community is, you have social media, but you've been here since 1986.
Yes.
So what's some of the favorite things you love to do around here and what are you involved in?
Oh my goodness, Prescott. Just being in Prescott is exciting. I love coming home. I just got home Sunday from a trip to Michigan. It was interesting.
Oh.
You guys were talking about Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I'm from Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Ohio. There you go. Midwestern.
Yeah.
I just love
it. I'm not. I'm from Boston.
Oh, that's okay. I've never been there.
There's got to be a green sheep here somewhere.
Just coming up the mountain, right, and yes. starting getting to the Prescott area when we come in there and we see the old Young's Farm, which is Mortimer's now, sorry. It's just this magical feeling, and that sounds so crazy coming from a grown-up, but it's a magical feeling about being a part of Prescott, the hiking in the area. I mean, the food. There are some marvelous chefs in our town.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. There's always something to do in Prescott. You know, whatever you want to do, you just
it's available.
Look for it. It's available. Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of good sports in the area. Absolutely.
Well, it's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting that you said that, coming over the mountain, because I do the same thing.
Don't you?
And I think everybody does.
Yeah.
But I kind of go up if I'm coming from Phoenix, and it's that Wizard of Oz song. It's like, you're out of the woods song. You know, they're all coming out of the woods.
Oh,
it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, absolutely.
That's always sticks in my head.
But it is. It's that wonderful feeling. Oh, my goodness.
It's a great community.
I get to live here.
I know.
Oh, goodness.
It feels like we're on vacation all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're so happy for you to be a part of the Chamber family as
Thank you. We're here for you and anything that we can do.
And if we can help with connections and things of that nature,
that's
what we're all about.
I appreciate that very much.
And we just sincerely appreciate it. If you want to give your contact information again.
Sure.
And if anybody is in need of some coaching and want to explore, I think they need to contact you.
All right. I appreciate that. And again, my number is 928-710-0166. And you can also go to the website issuesexplored.com, and you can send me a message through there as well.
Wonderful.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
Hey everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You know, Adam, winter is almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky, picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubographics today.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization tells Arizona lawmakers an anti-transgender bill will be bad for business. The Human Rights Campaign takes aim at HB 2706, which prevents transgender student athletes from competing with those opposite their birth gender. Jessica Shortall with Freedom for All Americans says the bill boils down to discrimination.
That would certainly give the state the dubious distinction of being the first to pass a bill targeting and banning transgender youth from participating in sports and getting all of the health and social and emotional benefits.
The Human Rights Campaign released an open letter from 40 major employers asking lawmakers to not pass legislation aimed at the LGBTQ community.
Those signers include small businesses around the state, as well as the state's leading tourism association, school boards association, and Arizona Diamondback.
Companies include PayPal, Amazon, Uber, and Lyft. Showers and storms continuing today through Friday night. An overnight low is soggy 43 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming only to rainy highs around 57 tomorrow, 46 and very windy and rainy Friday, 51 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same showers and storms chilling after bedtime tonight to near 49. Highs around 63 Thursday, only 55 and very breezy and wet Friday, 59 Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
At Augie's Restaurant, they earn your loyalty by treating you like royalty. Every time you visit, you know Augie's will be at your service, friendly, prompt, and courteous. People love coming back to Augie's again and again, where you and your favorite dishes are remembered. Yes, you have choices for dining out, but as a locally owned restaurant, Augie's always knows your name. You're always welcome at Augie's. See you next time at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we're here for our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Zach Furman from Scooter's Coffee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. This is exciting. It's my first time on radio.
Well, we're really excited to have you here.
Absolutely.
Especially a new chamber member, a new business in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's a unique business in Prescott.
Yes. So we're the new coffee shop in town, man.
Yes.
Very exciting to be in that spot.
Well, you got to share with our listeners where you are. For one thing, and the building is a unique building. Do you know?
Yeah.
Share a little bit about the building.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you guys who don't know, Scooter's Coffee is located at the northeast corner of Gurley and Rush. We just opened up back in November. The building used to be Courtesy Auto Sales, and the building has a ton of history. I just had a guy come up saying that he ran it between 2004 and 2008, and there's a safe buried underneath and a bucket of keys hidden somewhere in the building. And I said, I feel like you're sending me on a treasure hunt, but I'm very excited.
So, folks, you need to head down. Scooters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, come on over to Scooters. We've got buried
treasure.
But
don't dig up the floor.
Yeah, it's been a blast. But the building is really unique, which adds to the fun. We're a quick drive-through coffee kiosk. And so morning commuters, please stop in, try a cup of coffee and a breakfast sandwich. We've got a really good food selection. And we also have a walk-up window. I'm really excited about our walk-up area. We're doing a lot of work on it, trying to make it more homey.
I kind of noticed that when I was traveling here. I looked over and saw that there's some things going on there.
Yeah, so we've got cornhole in there right now. I'm talking actually with some people over at Yavapai College because they're right next to us about doing some local art and stuff from some students to hang up. And we're putting in some gardens and stuff from Waters Garden Center. So we're really excited to just kind of make that space more fun.
Wow, you're becoming a community member really fast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great.
Well, one thing that Robert skipped is we want to hear about you.
Yeah, so
what's your history here?
So I moved up to Prescott just a few years ago. I've been living up here since 2017, just from the Phoenix, and met my wife up here. Super exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and she's Chino Valley born and raised. Not a lot of those. I've been working in coffee now for over 3 years. I've barista'd the whole time. I've roasted coffee professionally. I've visited coffee farms, and now is my first gig managing a coffee house. So I'm really excited. It's been a whole new experience doing coffee from the managing side. I've got a really great team. They're really excited to learn all the different tips and tricks on how to make a perfect cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely really excited about where we're at.
Well, coffee is a necessity for most of us.
Oh, yeah. And it's so funny. I love people first thing in the morning that don't know how to order their coffee because they haven't had their coffee yet. I get so many of those.
That would be Robert.
Yeah. Give me two.
Let's talk about the coffee. And we were, before we got on to the show, we were talking about our coworker, Hunter, who is a regular there.
He's
and works
an
for the
avid
Prescott
coffee
Chamber.
Drinker. Oh,
and,
my goodness.
So he's always, I don't know if he's your guinea pig, but he's always sampling stuff. But tell us about your coffee and what makes Scooters Coffee special.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scooters Coffee, we're a Midwest chain from Omaha, Nebraska. Been around since 1998. We're currently the third largest coffee chain in America. A lot of people didn't know. I had never heard of Scooters Coffee before I started in it.
Right.
But it's really fantastic. A lot of Midwest hospitality is what we're about. The coffee itself, we source from different micro mill coffee farms. If you don't know micro mill, it's small coffee farms that normally couldn't stand up on their own. We go in and we directly partner with them, so we may pay them a slightly higher premium, but then we get coffee directly sourced from them. So we help out coffee farmers that way, and they help us out by sourcing directly to us. All the coffee's roasted in-house by them, and so all the stuff that we get is super fresh. And then Scooters is also really excited about all of our food items. We've got really great breakfast. For those of you guys who haven't stopped in, swing in and get a sandwich or a burrito. All that stuff is really good, all made in-house, really fantastic and fresh.
And even though we're talking coffee, you're open pretty much most all day.
Oh, yeah. So our current hours are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
See, there you go.
And we serve breakfast the whole time.
Uh-huh,
so it's I get a lot of people who come in late afternoon to get a smoothie, and I get people first thing in the morning that need extra shots of espresso and everything. So we kind of do the full package and try and do a little bit for everyone.
Very good. Now, see, I learned something new. I didn't realize you did the smoothies.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a huge selection of other stuff besides coffee. Now, I'm a huge coffee drinker.
Right.
But we also have Red Bull drinks. That's a huge thing, especially amongst the college students. We do Red Bull smoothies, and we do Red Bulls where you can add in whatever flavor you want. The desert pear, it's like a prickly pear one.
Ooh.
It's amazing.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah.
And then we do smoothies. We've got a whole selection of those. We've got tea, and then, like I said, all the different coffee drinks and stuff. One of the coffee ones that we do that a lot of people don't know is the candy bar latte. You can pick any candy bar that comes in a wrapper, and we can make it into a drink for you. So a lot of people, you're talking about Hunter, his
yes.
go-to drink right now is the blended Butterfinger.
Yes.
It's got real peanut butter in there. It is to die for. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Hunter's so funny about that. He's, want to try this?
Got to be careful sharing your drinks right now. But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So what is your favorite drink?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I've drank coffee for a long time. I think right now my current favorite is just a plain latte. Sure. And reason behind that is because you can add in all the flavors in the world, but a plain latte on its own can speak volumes to how well and how proficient the coffee maker is. So I've been working on latte art for forever. I can almost do a swan. I'm really close. And and there's something really good about just something really plain and simple that's done well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like that. I probably would be in that same realm as well.
Yeah.
So what about the smoothies? What's
your favorite? Man. So it's too funny.
I know.
We do two different types of smoothies. One's a fruit and cream. It's got a dairy base. The other one's a fruit and ice. It's made kind of like an icy. I like the fruit and ice ones. They are a great consistency. There's a kid who comes in every day. Quick shout out to him. He comes in every day and gets four different flavors blended in. So he goes wild berry, strawberry, banana, peach, mango, fruit and ice. And it is so good. I was like, I gotta try that. And he said he comes in every day because he has severe celiacs.
Okay.
He can't do dairy. He can't do can't do corn. There's just about nowhere where he can eat in town, but he can get one of our fruit and ice. And so I was like, that is so neat. And
I'm
super proud of that.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah.
And then, so then you also have the breakfast foods and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Our breakfast is phenomenal. And I am an avid, I probably too often on shift, try a breakfast sandwich and a burrito. We do, an everything bagel sandwich. So it's got sausage, egg, Gouda cheese on there. And that one's really good. We probably do the most of those. And then right now we just started, back our Southwest burrito. That's a really good one. It's got corn and chorizo, black beans, green chilies in there. It's got tons of stuff. So it's really good.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
For sure.
And then I know we talked about this, but you're also growing too. This is just a phenomenal company, it sounds
like.
Oh,
yeah. So Scooters, I actually just got to meet our founder a few weeks ago. He came out and visited our franchise locations. Really neat.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. His name's Don Eccles. So we're just over 200 stores right now, but they're hoping to expand to over 1,500 in the next 10 years.
Wow.
We just updated our corporate headquarters to be able to handle that kind of volume. So our franchise owners we opened one up in Chino Valley first. Shout out to Chino.
Right.
And then the one in Prescott and off Gurley Street. We're going to open up one in Prescott Valley next. So that's coming soon this year. And then we're talking about hopefully some Flagstaff and Phoenix locations after that.
Beautiful. But you're going to stay here.
Yeah, so I'll be at the Prescott location the whole time.
We want you here.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I live just a few blocks away from it, so I'm always there.
You married a local girl, so
yes,
we
exactly
need to
right.
keep you in this area. So, and do you have, so you talked a little bit about some of the things that you're doing with the college and stuff, and what about, do you have any upcoming events or anything you want to share?
Yeah, so I've got a really exciting one that I'm excited to tell everyone about. We're doing a First Responders Week. So March 16th through the 20th, we're doing for First Responders a free small drink of their choice, whatever they want. So those of you guys listening, come on in, try anything on the menu. And then we're if you don't want a free small drink, we can also do half off a medium or a large drink.
Okay.
And that's for all First Responders. We're really excited. My father-in-law works for Yavapai Tribal. One of our baristas just finished Fire Academy, and so we're really excited to spread the word on that one. Come in and try it. And it's one of those things this is not just our locations, this is company-wide. Really cool that we're giving back to first responders in that way. And
that's
something that we are all touched by. So,
absolutely. Well, I think we all are. And I think that we can't thank them enough. So that's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. And I know people in this town are so about being behind first responders.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, it was an idea in Nebraska, but here in Prescott, it touches our hearts too, being able to give back in that way. Like I said, it's March 16th through the 20th, and that is going to be a free small drink or a half off a medium or a large for first responders.
Very good. That's a very cool thing. And then you also talked a little bit about people can just walk up, too. It's not just a drive-through.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you guys come up, there's two entrances to our location. The entrance off of Rush Street's the easiest one to get in. There's lots of parking spots, so feel free to park, come on up, and ask questions. I'm always there, so feel free to come on up and ask for me, Zach, and I'll give you all kinds of suggestions. I've tried everything. And then if you need something quick on the way to work downtown or on the way out to work in Prescott Valley, feel free to swing on through our drive-thru. We're really quick. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a Scooters thing. We're all about the speeds. We'll get you out of there in 2 minutes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And can people call ahead or order ahead?
We don't have a call ahead, order ahead system yet.
Right.
So we do have an app, which is super helpful. Yes. If you use the app the first time, you get $2 off your drink.
Ooh,
we use it like our punch card system. So when you come up to the window and scan your app, you can earn free drinks in there. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great way to go. It makes it quick and easy on our end too.
Yeah, very good. And then you mentioned something about the punch card.
Yeah, so on the app, it gives you a code to scan, and then it puts the loyalty points right on your account. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a punch card system. I think my wife comes through and earns a free drink once a week.
I suspect our hunter is the same way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's probably one of your five-star cards.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, for some reason, because he knew you were going to be on the show, he wanted us to give you a hard time. I don't know what that's about. Between you guys.
Oh, man,
so
that's exactly right.
I'll
I heard
let
he's
you guys
coming
dig
later.
That up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunter's such a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners regarding Scooters Coffee?
Yeah, so Scooters Coffee, like I said, we're the new people in town. A lot of people come through, and the biggest thing they ask is, do you hate everyone else? You know, why open this place? Is it just because you want to compete? I am a huge coffee lover, so I like to support all the coffee shops. If you guys are a huge person for Cuppers or Wild Iris, if you love Dutch Bros or Starbucks, doesn't matter. I think all of the places deserve some love, and I love trying all the different places. I'm all about supporting all the different local coffee shops, and so if you guys are a huge coffee drinker, whether you're the big and sugary sweet coffee drinker or you like the really down to earth, you know, you're my traditional macchiato drinkers, come on in, because we can kind of do a little bit of everything, and I think it's worth trying every new spot. I'm a huge go and try the new place person.
There you go. Well, mm-hmm. Zach, we're so happy that you're part of the Chamber family,
mm-hmm.
and we welcome you, and you know that we're here for you.
Oh, I totally appreciate that. I have been so excited to be part of the Chamber of Commerce. I've gone to a couple events now, and every single time I just feel so welcome.
It is
so fun to be a part of it. I just went to the Coffee Connect,
yes.
and we didn't get to provide the coffee this time, but next time we really want to bring the coffee over to that.
Yeah.
But it has been so fun just getting to know everyone. I've already built a lot of great connections. Loved supporting the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, this was a blast. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and Zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal
and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
Some things are just better together.
March is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters Garden Center.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to KQ&A, and we are here. It's a final, our final section to talk about what's going on in the community, Robert.
Yeah, this is the Prescott Chamber part of the part of the deal here. There's lots of stuff going on, as you, as everybody out there knows. But I'll give you a few hints of some of the good things coming up. On Saturday, March 14th, we have a spring open house, and you can preview the 2020 new plant introductions at Waters Garden Center.
Ooh.
So you can check out all the new plants that have come in for your spring planting. I know I am. I just want to get my hands in the dirt right now, and that's coming up really quick. So that's Saturday, March 14th at Waters Garden Center at 9:30. And after that, after you check out all the plants and buy all your plants, you can check out the Prescott Winter Farmers Market at Yavapai College.
That's one of my favorites.
Yep, that's a blast. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at Yavapai College Saturday, March 14th. Mm-hmm. And then after that, on Saturday, March 14th, you can go to the Vintage Baseball Exhibition Game, and that's a blast. That's at Ken Lindley Field at 11 o'clock, and that's a free event. And you can see how baseball was played many years ago. A lot of changes since then.
Right. And it looks like there's also St. Patrick's Day in Ireland at the Elks Theater. That's on Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. starting at 7 o'clock.
Wow, Friday the 13th. Wow.
I know. Oh, boy.
That's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, so get your green out, everybody, and check them out at the Elks Theater. That's Friday the 13th. Let's see. What else we got here? We have Let the Good Times Roll at the Elks Theater also on Sunday, March 15th, and that's at 3 p.m. More information about that one and a lot of the different events coming up. Please go to their website at PrescottElksTheater.com and our community website, which is Prescott.org. And I know for a fact we just got in our next quarter calendar events.
Yes.
At the Visitor Center. So come on down and pick one up, pick one of those up or two of them or more. And there's lots of events on that from April, May, and June. That's coming up really quick.
Well, that's exciting. And then we also have, starting on March 25th, is the Prescott Job Fair, mm-hmm. and that's at Yavapai College Gymnasium from 3:30 to 6 o'clock. And, you know, if you're looking for a job, this is a great place to be, and I know this is always hugely successful.
Oh, yeah, it's a big, big deal.
It is.
Come prepared, you know.
Yeah.
Come prepared with your resumes and your dress, because you may just get a job.
There you go, and we have a lot of jobs available.
Yes,
so.
We do.
And you can go to Yavapai College and click on the job fair and for more information on that. And then also on March 26th, we have our networking at night at Meals on Wheels.
That should be a good one.
And we're very excited. That starts at 5 o'clock, and that's just a great way to get out and network and meet people.
Yep, and that's kind of a chamber member event, but if you're not a member, come on out and check it out.
Absolutely.
Just the same. That's what I tell folks before they join. You know, check us out.
Yep,
we love us.
Exactly. And we're getting closer to May with the walking tours.
Yep, the May walking tours, the free walking tours, the historic walking tours of downtown Prescott start at the first weekend in May, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, meeting in front of the Visitor Information Center right downtown at the chamber office at 10 o'clock. And they're free walking tours. We request donations. That kind of helps us train the docents to know their stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And even if you're a resident and you want to just get a refresher, we have so many folks that have been a part of that, that are residents here, that just were amazed at the history and things that they, new things they learned.
Yeah, it's funny because we also do walking tours at your convenience, you know, whenever your group wants to do it. For five or more folks, it's only $5 a head, supporting our Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center. And just give us a call, and we'll give you more information on that. And a lot of families in the area have families coming in, and they do that. And the families that book these learn the most from those. So check us out on that for the walking tours, $5 a head, or for the free one that starts in May every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Absolutely. And we have gift certificates available at the Visitor Center as well. You can support a local business. And
those are great. They're beautiful, well done, and envelopes and a little bag, gift bag, and you can buy those in 10, 15, and 25 denominations. That way you can spread out the wealth.
That's right. And we just encourage you, if you have any questions, just come on down to the Visitor Center or go to Prescott.org.
You got it.
And we're so thankful for everyone, and we appreciate it and would ask that everybody please shop locally. Remember to support our local businesses. That's what this is all about, keeping the economy strong. And we want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.